This is the Press Pass with Chris Ryan.
This is where you hear unique conversations with the best athletes, coaches, and general managers in sports.
I think you appreciate each and every one. Each and every one is special in their own way. And
I play with two guys that they were on top of their game on a nightly basis, and people get spoiled. You know, they saw Manny, they saw David, so they start taking people for granted.
An opportunity for me. I know I need to help my team now, so you know, the better I play, the better it'll be for us.
I think it's one of the most important things is focus and consistency.
This is the Press Pass here on 1-9, 1450 and NHTalkRadio.com. Press Pass is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health and Choices NH Addiction Recovery Services. Riverbend wants you to know the treatment works. For information, check out RiverbendCMHC.org. Appreciate joining us for the show. I am Chris Ryan. This segment brought to you by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first and has since 1951. If you can't make it to one of their two locations, the Prescription Center will deliver your prescriptions to you free of charge. It's Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. More information, visit prescription-center.com. Appreciate joining us. I am Chris Ryan. It's been a whole lot of losing going on for the Bruins and the Celtics as of late. Well, start of the Bruins have dropped three out of their last four, sandwiched in those losses. A win out in Lake Tahoe in the outdoor game. Bruins, though, coming off a 7-2 loss last night on Thursday against the Islanders. They play the Rangers tonight, and that was a game where they gave up five unanswered goals in the third period of play. Here is Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy on that.
Hey, Bruce, just your thoughts on the puck management there in the third and some of the decisions that were made, and your overall thoughts on the overall attitude in that third sense of urgency.
Well, there wasn't any, so that's a problem. I don't usually see that with our club. Decision-making, obviously, we got some young players in the lineup, so we're going to live with certain mistakes, but I think Charlie pressed a little there in the third. It's a good defensive team. They don't give you much. You need to have patience. We found our game halfway through the first, into the second, and we're in a good position in the third, and we just, like I said, we made some poor decisions on the fourth and fifth goal that gave them easy odd man rushes with their top players, like I said. And the last two, I think, now you're discouraged. You want to get the game over with, and you really stop playing. So we're not going to overanalyze those. They were just harder in front of our net. They kept playing, we didn't. Just discouraging, don't get me wrong. But I think the sort of third, fourth, and fifth goal were, like I said, we just weren't good enough, and that was that.
Nick Ritchie scored the first goal for the Bees in the first period of play that knotted the game at one apiece.
Hey, Nick, just your thoughts on the third. I mean, that was really uncharacteristic from this group. It seemed like, kind of careless with the puck and lacking that sense of urgency we've seen throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, I think we were kind of up and down throughout the whole game. We started a little slow, and then I thought the middle part of the game, we took it to them and played how we can, and then lost it again there at the end. So I don't think the whole game was bad, but the parts we were bad, it wasn't very good.
Also talked with Craig Smith, who had the second goal for the Bruins that tied it midway through the second.
Hey, Craig, groups obviously lost three out of four, and I'm curious if you see any commonality in those losses that you guys need to address going into the Rangers game.
I mean, I think in the past it was having a good start. I think I think at the beginning of the season we were coming back in the third, and we weren't playing with the lead very often. But I just think coming out and being prepared and being ready to go hasn't been quite an issue. But I think we have to harp on that and continue to do it. I think limit turnovers and sometimes you have to live to fight another day and just make the right play.
It looked like the Bruins had a good time out in Lake Tahoe. They had those 90s uniforms, and perhaps they were going to turn the page and play a little better hockey coming out of Lake Tahoe, but that, of course, was not the case against the Islanders. I talked to Patrice Bergeron about the experience in the outdoor game and flipping the switch. Hey, Patrice, first game after the outdoor contest, and I'm curious as to, do you think that kind of break, if you will, traveling out there, doing all the things that surrounded that, were kind of a good respite for this group. You'd lost two straight going into it. Obviously, on the ice, you guys were good. Do you feel like that kind of just came at the perfect right time to give you guys that break?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's always a good timing, to be honest with you, to try to find a way to get your mind away from the routine, I guess, and you know, experience something different, something pretty special in its own way. And obviously the bonding part of it is definitely important, especially in a year like this where you know, you're not allowed to leave the hotel and can't go to restaurants or whatnot. So it's definitely even more so important this year to try to find ways and be creative with your team bonding. So yeah, it was definitely good timing, but you know, it's these type of events are always welcome and important to enjoy and live to the fullest.
Celtics are at home tonight. Take on the Pacers. Pregame coverage here on WKXL on Friday at 7 p.m. Tip-off at 7:40. Celtics are a flat-out mess at this point in time. Whenever it looks like they're going to head in the right direction, they reverse course and they find themselves at two games under 500 at 15-70, despite having two All-Stars and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. It has been a remarkably disappointing season to date for this Boston Celtics team. They have lost their last three games in a row, both all on the road, and have lost four out of their last five overall. Here is Tristan Thompson earlier today after shoot-around.
I've been on teams like this where we've, you know, lost five out of seven, lost eight out of 12. You got to stay the course. You got to stay the course. It's a long season. You got to, I think the key is just make sure everyone's staying to the routine. And if guys feel like, you know, they're in a rut or a slump, you know, you just got to get back to the basics. Just do that much more. Just do 1% more, whether it's get some extra shots up for bigs, get some extra hooks, or in the weight room, just get an extra lift, extra 20 minutes. Just get back to the basics. And as long as you stay the course and you compete and you put the work in, when it's not during the game time, it always comes back around. So even for me, you know, beginning of the season and stretches where I felt like I wasn't myself, I just got back to the basics, got, you know, the extra work in, and, you know, just stayed the course because it's a long season.
Hey, Tristan, just your thoughts on what's been missing. Like, what is controllable? You mentioned the work you guys can put in, but what needs to change in terms of your on-court performance to start having success in these games where you haven't been having it?
I think we got to put a full 48 minutes together of defense. I think we'll show stretches where we'll play great defense for 36 minutes, 40 minutes, 24 minutes. But in the NBA, that's not enough. In order to win this league, you got to put a full 48 together. And it shows that, you know, whether it was the Pelicans, we played about 38 to 40 minutes of great defense. And the last 8 to 10 minutes, we took our foot off the gas and they made that run and got themselves back in the ball game and eventually won. Dallas, those times where we were stopping them, especially late in the game, probably the last 6 minutes we were getting stops. But we just had, you know, some mental errors, which happens in the game. And, you know, Luka made a big shot. And then obviously Atlanta, you know, Trae Young, you got to know, you know, kid didn't make the All-Star game. He went from starting last year to not making the game. You know, he's going to be pissed off. So he's going to be aggressive. And it's not just one guy. It's a full team effort to guard a kid like that. So we got to be better. Tonight, Indiana, you know, Sabonis, Malcolm Brogdon, they probably feel like they should have had a stronger consideration into the All-Star game. So, you know, they're going to be aggressive and pissed off, especially it being a TV game. They're going to want to come out and prove to all the coaches and players that didn't vote for them that they deserve a spot. So we got to know that we're going to get their best game. So we got to take that challenge and understand we got to play a full 48 minutes of basketball to get a win tonight.
A bright spot for the Celtics has been the play of Aaron Nesmith. Hey, Aaron, what adaptations have you had to make this year in order to, you know, adapt to the role you're playing with this team, and particularly on the defensive side of things?
You know, just coming in every day with the same mindset to play hard and, you know, make effort plays and make energy plays to help win the ball game at the end of the day.
Aaron Nesmith right there. Celtics have lost 6 of their last 8 games. Red Sox continue to get ready for spring training, or ready for the regular season in spring training. First game on Sunday, Nasty Nate, Nathan Eovaldi, will throw for the Red Sox. I talked with Xander Bogaerts earlier this week. Xander, the roster's changed obviously a ton since the 2018 championship. Is there surprise about that, or is, you know, that just part of the business side of the game? Perhaps you learned a little bit about after the 13 season.
Yeah, we did a lot of changes. Starting with, you know, getting Alex back. I think that's obviously he's going to be in charge of us on the field and stuff like that. But brought in a lot of pitchers. I know this was one of the main spots that we were kind of roughing last year. And obviously we have a lot of guys that are going to bounce back on offense. You know, we brought in guys with a lot of power, guys that have a lot of experience winning games and playoffs. Guys that play a lot of different position. So we're a lot more versatile. I know I'm not. I'm still a shortstop, but we have a lot of guys that are more versatile, that can play so many different positions, infield, outfield, you know, stuff that we never had. And this year we have it in abundance, you know, a lot of guys that can do different stuff. So I think that's definitely one of the main benefits that we can have going into the season. And a lot of options to give Alex and the staff to play different positions.
At this stage of your career, 8 years in, how much do you think about legacy? Things like, you know, 3,000 hits, things of that nature, statistically or personal-wise, you know, at this point in your career, perhaps more than before?
I mean, I was young, man. I just wanted to get to the big leagues, you know, and make it from my little tiny Aruba, you know. So now I'm 8 years in the big leagues, and I know I've accomplished quite some stuff so far at a young age, and that's just stuff that fuels me to continue to do it, to continue to be better, and set an example for the other group, the kids at home. The kids in the Caribbean that, you know, that follow baseball from Aruba and stuff like that. And as I said, those type of stuff fuels me to continue to be successful, continue to be productive, to help my team. And obviously, whenever you win, the more you win, the more people will remember you and recognize you.
More for the Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics next on the Press Pass.